In 2015, according to the reputable Institute for Social, Statistical and Economic Research, ESER, Dumsa cost the country $680 million in economic activity in 2014 alone, equivalent to 2% of GDP. Thus, the 4 years of Dumsa cumulatively led to a loss of more than $3 billion in economic activity. And in the process, thousands and thousands of Ghanaians lost their jobs.
President Akufo-Addo said the poor performance of industry is also due to the lack of access to finance, high interest rates, and unstable exchange rate, among others. The president outlined a 10-point agenda of Ghana's industrial transformation.
Building the competitiveness of existing local industries by facilitating access to medium and long-term financing at low interest rates. Implementing the One District, One Factory initiative designed to bring industrialization to the doorsteps of the people. Introducing strategic anchor industrial initiatives which will create new growth poles for the Ghanaian economy. Establishing industrial parks and special economic zones, at least one in each of the 10 regions. One region, one park. Promoting small and medium-scale enterprise development. Establishing an industrial subcontracting exchange that will link SMEs to the supply chain of large-scale enterprises. Promoting export diversification with particular emphasis on non-traditional exports. Improving domestic retail trade and in promoting domestically manufactured goods, i.e. the popular euphemism of made in Ghana goods. Enhancing the business enabling environment through regulatory and legislative reform, and promoting public-private sector dialogue as an institutionalized process for consultation.
The Minister for Trade and Industry, Mr. Alan Chemanting, is upbeat about the success of the program. He said government is on course in creating the most business-friendly environment in West Africa.